Well, hi there, folks. Welcome to the program. This is Stinchfield, the podcast. Could there be aliens walking among us? Not illegal aliens. I mean, aliens from outer space. We're going to get into that today. Hey, this podcast, of course, is sponsored by my friends over at Midas Gold Group, MidasGoldGroup.com. Please put some money into precious metals. With all the uncertainty we are seeing in the world, with government trying to go after your money, gold provides you safety, security, and privacy that no other commodity can. MidasGoldGroup.com, they can help you out. MidasGoldGroup.com. Don't forget, of course, GrantStinchfield.com. GrantStinchfield.com, that's the website. Please send your friends and family there. All the links are there to subscribe to the podcast, especially Apple, Spotify, anywhere you find podcasts. Really helps me. So as I mentioned, we are going to talk about aliens on Earth. Now, this is a huge debate. Part of me thinks, okay, the odds are there's a chance there could be aliens here, but maybe they're just drones they're sending down here. Maybe they're unmanned spacecraft from a brighter, more intellectual society someplace far, far away in a galaxy far away. Maybe. I don't know. I'm very skeptical about it, but this is the age-old debate. And there is growing evidence that the government doesn't know for sure either, or do they? We will talk about all of that. The show is Stinchfield, and it starts right now.
Uncensored and unapologetic, this is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, folks, thank you so much for joining me. Listen, I have always been fascinated by the idea of UFOs, unidentified flying objects. They now want to call them UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomenon. Either way, it's code for the government has no idea what is up there, what's going on, what these things are. Many people actually do believe there may be higher life forms out there that are not only just ahead of us, humans here on Earth, but millions of years ahead of us here on Earth. And when you're thinking about what's happening now with artificial intelligence and computers literally teaching themselves how to evolve, which is frightening. Now consider if there was a society a million years older than us. Now, there are religious implications to this as well. If God created man, then did he create space aliens too? The Bible would tell you no, but then you could also make the argument, well, maybe that's all part of God's plan as well, and yeah, he created all of it. It's probably where I would fall down if I had hard evidence that there was another society out there, that there was extraterrestrial life in a galaxy far away. It certainly seems that there is evidence that something is going on that is most certainly unexplained. We see UFOs. The Pentagon has come out for the first time in a really long time and continues to do so. This week, we're going to have a hearing from NASA going over some of these unexplained aerial phenomenon, UFOs. And so there is a growing chorus that it may be real. I'm not convinced that there's extraterrestrials walking around on Earth. But do you know a Stanford researcher, a highly respected Stanford researcher at a conference called the SALT Conference, raised this prospect that aliens are already here. He said 100% certain that aliens are already on Earth, that they walk amongst us, and we may not even be intellectually smart enough to spot them when we see them. This is Gary Nolan. He is a researcher, as I said, with Stanford University, and he doesn't specialize in aliens, though he has a fascination with them. He specializes like in pathology and stuff. Like he's a normal researcher, seems like a normal guy, does not seem like a nutcase, which is why all the more I might take him seriously on some of this stuff. Listen.
I think of it as an intelligence test. Can you see what's in front of you for what it really is? Yeah. Can you see the anomalous data point that is there that you realize what it is? I mean, when the South American native tribes first saw the Spanish ships coming across the horizon, they didn't realize what it was. They couldn't see it for what it was. So, you know, this is, as I said before, this is the kind of the wow factor.
So he's saying that when, way back when, civilization first saw the Spanish ships coming across the water, they couldn't fathom there would actually be ships on the water coming across, and the big sails, that maybe we're going through the same thing. We're not even understanding what we're seeing because we couldn't fathom it, that we're actually seeing it. Interesting. I don't know. I think I'd know it if I saw a UFO flying through the sky.
They're showing up. They're saying, well, who amongst you are intelligent enough to realize what it is that you're looking at?
Yeah.
They don't have to land on the White House lawn. We can only make the joke about, is there intelligence in D.C. at all, right? You just need to show yourself to enough to acculturate.
Yeah.
Now, if you've been around for a long time, and this is something that I do think has been, they've been around for a long time, they are affecting our culture, right? It's actually often thought that many of the religions that we think of as the most important have been part of this process.
So this is where he's going to lose conservatives, because now he's saying the aliens are part of pushing a religious thought process on America, and that aliens are already here shaping how we are as a civilization. I don't know. I don't buy any of that. I really don't. I do believe that there could be a higher life form. I was told this when I was in astronomy class. This is going way back when I was in college in the late 80s, early 90s, that there are as many stars as there are grains of sand on Earth out there in space. And that the sun is just one star and planet Earth is one planet that circles the star, our sun. Now, if you have as many stars as you have grains of sand on the Earth out there in the galaxy, well, then the chances are there's going to be some planet that's set up just right for life. Maybe. Odds are, I would say yes. Now, are they coming down here and visiting us? I think we would have more evidence of that. Now, of course, you hear all the stories coming out of government. But even during the Pentagon hearings, you had a lot of confusion among many government officials, higher-ups, generals, of what was going on when these fighter pilots would take video of these unidentified aerial flying objects that were literally making 90-degree turns on a dime, like defying our laws of physics here. They couldn't explain it. So Gary Nolan continued here. Listen.
First question that people will ask is, well, if they're so frigging advanced, why are they crashing? Because what's crashing is not actual living things. I mean, I use this example a lot. If you wanted to study a tribe of cannibals in the middle of the Amazon, are you going to go yourself and show up in the middle of the tribe and not hopefully become dinner on the other side of it? So if you're an advanced intelligence, you know, I don't think we're all that advanced, frankly. You're not going to basically put your life and limb at risk by coming here. So mostly what you're seeing here are either drones or some sort of advanced AI or whatever it is. I mean, look.
So he's saying they're so advanced that they're not going to crash. So what's crashing are alien-driven drones. And he says it with a spot-on straight face. He believes this. He says with 100% they're already here and that aliens are not going to come down. But then in another breath, he said aliens are already here and are walking among us. That they're here. So I do believe it certainly needs further exploration, because just recently we saw some crazy UFO footage over a military base. You had like 50 Marines looking at this thing and no one could explain what it was. We'll get into that in just a minute. More from Gary Nolan from that conference as well, talking about aliens here on Earth. But first, folks, you can't call space with Patriot Mobile. But you can call your friends, and I urge you to use Patriot Mobile to do it. Patriot Mobile is the only Christian conservative cell phone provider out there. We talk about a parallel economy. It's so important that you put your money with companies that you support, that have the same values as you. That's where you should be spending your money. That's what we mean when we say a parallel economy. So for years, mobile companies have been dumping millions of dollars into leftist causes. So we didn't have another option. But now another option exists. It's called Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. It offers you dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks so you get the best possible service in your area without woke propaganda by leftists working hard to destroy this country. Here's how you do it. Go to patriotmobile.com/grant. Make sure you use the promo code Grant. Or you can call them at 878-PATRIOT. If you're driving and listening to this in the car, pause it. Call Patriot Mobile, 878-PATRIOT. Free activation with the promo code Grant, okay? And you can ask about their coverage guarantee while you're talking to their 100% U.S.-based customer service. PatriotMobile.com/Grant, 878-PATRIOT. Use the promo code Grant for free activation. Yeah, you will not regret it. All right, so as we talk about aliens on Earth, again, I've always been fascinated by this topic. Gary Nolan, who is this Stanford researcher, made all kinds of news by making his claims that these aliens are already here. Listen.
We're already dealing with an alien intelligence in our own emails, right? Our own ChatGPT, et cetera. We don't even know what it's doing. So imagine if you were a million years ahead of us. How do you have a dialogue with something like that? Or what is it that I could possibly do?
That's the big question. I do know they set out in space a radio signal that takes like 20 million light years to get out there. And they're hoping they get a signal back from this signal that they sent out there. So this was that a team of scientists from the University of California believes aliens could make contact with Earth as soon as 2029. So in 2002, this is what I was talking about, NASA sent a radio wave transmission to the Pioneer 10 probe in a routine protocol to send data to ensure communication was established. The signal also reached a star roughly 27 light years from our planet. As transmission spreads out when they contact an object, the UC researchers hope this signal was intercepted by extraterrestrials that returned a call back to Earth. That callback could return to Earth as soon as 2029. We shall see. I'll be waiting to see if that happens. Apparently, you know, this Gary Nolan is a researcher at Stanford who said that aliens are already here amongst us. He's not alone in the academic world. I saw a survey. There are of 1,460 academics, professors and the like. 19% of them said they know someone or they themselves had witnessed an unidentified aerial phenomenon, a UFO, that they witnessed this observation of the sky that can't be explained. So what many are believing are that these bright minds, even though I'd argue that the brightest minds are not at our colleges and universities anymore, but they are interested in uncovering the mysteries in our sky, with 37% saying they have a degree of interest in conducting research into UAPs and that research should be conducted. So a large portion of those inside our colleges and universities either had an experience with a UFO or thinks that they should be investigated. Now, this Gary Nolan had been on many places, and every time he speaks, it becomes fascinating to listen to. So let me play a little bit more of him talking about extraterrestrial life.
Are you aware of a document called the Admiral Wilson document?
Yes.
Do you think it's genuine?
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, I know Eric Davis, and, Eric is...
So the Admiral Wilson document is a document that was found that said the government was doing experiments on aliens here on Earth, that had captured one and was doing research on it and doing research on crash sites.
Of a kind of character that it's just impossible for him to lie.
The significance of that document is that the former immediate director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, Admiral Thomas Wilson, allegedly had a conversation with Dr. Eric Davis, a renowned physicist, where he imparted his discovery that there was a secret UFO reverse engineering program going on inside the US government where they were hiding recovered spacecraft. Mm-hmm. And it was being hidden in private aerospace, in a private aerospace corporation. Now, the journalist in me, Gary, thinks Americans can't keep secrets. I mean, mm-hmm. everything leaks in this country.
And this is an example of it.
Okay, so you take that point.
Yeah.
Ultimately, it did leak.
Ultimately, it leaked. But what was interesting was that how it was found. It was found in Edgar Mitchell's effects after...
So first off, let me just make this clear. What he's saying is there's a secret government program to reverse engineer UFOs, space vehicles found on Earth that are being held in a private aerospace industry facility that is being researched at the behest of the government. Do you believe that? Maybe. There's been signs that these unidentified flying objects have crashed. It's been documented that they do believe Americans have taken custody of some of these. Russia, too. There's a lot of reports of this. So if this reverse engineering is going on, this would be a huge feat of science. It would certainly help us move forward if it all exists. But that's the question. Does it? Does any of this clear it up in your mind or move you in one way or the other?
He died. So it wasn't like anybody went out of their way to put it out there.
And it had been Apollo 14 astronaut.
Right. Yeah. And
so what he's saying about this document that was found that spells out this secret plan is that it wasn't really leaked. It was found after the guy died in his private documents. And that's how it was uncovered. It wasn't like nefariously leaked to the press.
Eric Davis had written it, and I don't know what the story was as to how Edgar Dr. Mitchell got a hold of it, but nobody was looking to actively reveal this. It was the work of journalists who finally got a hold of Edgar's materials who decided to release it. Why would Eric Davis lie about writing something that he never intended to go public in the first place? He was just doing what an intelligence agent does on a regular basis, which is write reports of what it is that they've been doing.
And Eric, quite conspicuously, has never made any comment one way or the other about the veracity of the document.
Right. Well,
he can't, can he?
He can't, but well before this came to light, I already knew of the document. So because, you know, Eric was part of a group that I was associated with around this.
The implications of that are mind-blowing, Gary. Yeah. I mean, this conversation, you've told me that you believe on evidence that there is a non-human intelligence of advanced technology on this planet.
Right. Advanced capabilities. Now, I don't know whether it's a technology per se, because I'm leaving open the idea that it's some form of consciousness.
Some form of consciousness. So that the intelligence is here, but he's clarifying it may not be aliens walking around. It's some form of intelligence, consciousness, AI generated something. But it's here. And if they are reverse engineering some crash vehicle, it is mind blowing, as the host says. Now, I will tell you over and over again, we see more and more evidence of actual UFOs. The most recent, just coming a couple weeks ago, over a Marine base where like 50 or 100 Marines witnessed these flying objects flying above, clearly not part of any military operation. Otherwise, they would have known about it. Well, there's a gentleman named Jeremy Corbel. He is one of the only civilians to testify before Congress when they were holding their hearings on UFOs. He went on Fox to talk about this mass UFO sighting in California, and so many people saw it. This is Jeremy Corbel.
You know, everybody that I've talked with at the Pentagon, they're pretty straightforward. They want to know, too, what, you know, there are machines that fly in ways that we can't replicate, we can't duplicate. NASA is currently going to have a conference on this really soon. So it's not a matter of belief. UFOs are real or they're not real. Any particular case like this one, if we can solve it and it's flares, great. But the concerning thing for me is I know personally that pilots are being asked to scrub their footage of unidentifieds, of UFOs, of UAP. And this needs to stop.
By who?
We need a better reporting process.
Who's telling them to do that? Because that goes back to my trust question. Who's telling them to scrub that footage?
Yeah, you know, it's unclear to me. I think that sometimes people just want to stay on mission, and this is a hindrance. We need to elevate this problem of not having a 360-degree view of our defense systems by making sure that there's proper reporting systems in place for our military personnel and our service members.
So can you believe what he's saying? That military pilots who videotape, who record unidentified flying objects, unidentified aerial phenomenon is now what they want to call it, and they're being asked to scrub this footage, mean get rid of it? So I'm with my buddy Lawrence Jones when he says, this is why I have a trust problem with the government when they tell us they really don't know. They believe something's going on. They can't tell us what. They can't confirm it's alien life. But they also can't tell us what the vehicles are that they're seeing. And remember, you go back to Dr. Nolan saying that they may be drones from outer space. That aliens wouldn't just come down here without seeing if it's safe first. And they'll send drones down first. I don't know. But I will say that Jeremy Corbell raised a very interesting point. He said it's not a matter of whether or not UFOs are real or not. We know they are real. Where they are from, we don't know. So, and he is right on that, because the military has confirmed these are unidentified flying objects. They are unidentified aerial phenomenon. They cannot explain what they are. They're not saying they're fake. They're not saying that it's an illusion. They're saying they're aerial phenomenon and they're unidentified. That makes them real. Where are they coming from is still the big question. Are they even being run by some of our enemies? That's the other question through all of this. I tend to think not. I don't think China. I know Russia is not that far ahead of us. China could be, but Russia, Iran, North Korea, those types are certainly not further ahead than, you know, a Lockheed Martin or Raytheon or you know, the United States government working with defense contractors like that. All right, I will play a clip, which is very interesting, from Army General James Dickinson in just a moment. But I want you to make sure you pay my friends over at Midas Gold Group a visit. China, Russia, India, Brazil, Saudi Arabia, they are all now conducting international trade using their own currency, not American dollars anymore. That spells trouble for us on the world stage. Is it the end of cash as we know it? Rising interest rates, bad loans, all of it shows how fragile the large banks are. So the financial threat could be coming from our own government as well, with the central bank, the digital currency designed to steal your money, designed to end privacy, you know, designed to institute a social credit score. All of it means you need to be putting some money into precious metals. My friends at Midas Gold Group can help you do that. MidasGoldGroup.com, MidasGoldGroup.com. That is the website. Here's the number, 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-GOLD. Now's the time to add private currency to your portfolio in the form of gold and silver. You can even get a precious metals IRA. When investing in precious metals, please use the America First company, Midas Gold Group, MidasGoldGroup.com. Again, 855-322-GOLD. And when you call them, please tell them that Grant Stinchfield sent you. All right, I told you I would play you one more clip from an Army general who's basically kind of joking. But I had an old friend that always used to say, hey, jokes is truth. Here's Army General James Dickinson.
Is we have the fewest humans that live in that AOR. And so as we sit here today, we've got 7 on the International Space Station, and we have 3 on the Chinese Space Station. A total of 10 people, humans, living in that AOR today. And I won't talk about who else might be out there, too. I get that question from time to time.
Who else might be out there, too? He gets that question from time to time. And guess what he says? I won't talk about it. Well, why won't you talk about it? Is it classified? If there's nobody else out there, then there's nothing to talk about. But you said you won't talk about what there must be something to talk about.
I will not go on the record giving you any kind of prediction. I had a pretty senior person at one point ask me that, and I said, I'm still counting. No, I'm kidding.
I'm still counting, he says. Are there other people out there? Other life forms out there? He's still counting. No, I'm kidding. Again, my very dear friend said jokes is truth. So it's interesting when you go through all of this and Gary Nolan saying aliens are already here. We just don't recognize them because we're not intelligent enough to see what's in front of us. I say maybe. I'm not convinced yet. But I do believe there is a strong possibility there is a higher life form out there. I don't know how else to explain these unidentified flying objects, the unidentified aerial phenomenon. I don't know how to explain it. There are religious implications. Yes. Maybe that's a podcast to discuss at some point. The religious implications of what happens if we do confirm life outside of not just this galaxy into another galaxy, not just this planet, but another planet. What does that all mean? Maybe that's another one for Stinchfield. It's fun to get away from politics for just a little bit, though. This space creature stuff always, always fascinated me. Hey, folks, don't forget to pay my friends over at MyPillow a visit. MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com/Grant. Use promo code Grant to get up to 66% off of. You got the MyPillows. You got the Giza sheets, which are phenomenal. The slippers. So many gifts there that you can use for any occasion. I urge you to pay the folks at MyPillow a visit because they're great patriots. And Mike Lindell could use our help. MyPillow.com/Grant. Use promo code Grant. Again, folks, don't forget. Please go to GrantStinchfield.com. GrantStinchfield.com. Not only for Stinchfield's Army merchandise, but to help spread the word. You can watch the podcast there as well. And I'm seriously tempted to start putting these up on Twitter and start running the show there, just like Tucker Carlson is about to. Why not follow his lead? Let me know what you think. You can follow me, Stinchfield1776, DM me. I try to respond to as many as I can. That's going to do it for us today, folks. Thank you so much for listening to Stinchfield. We'll see you back here soon.